Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 29th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Procedural volume and outcomes in lower extremity peripheral vascular interventions. Insights from the NCDR Peripheral Vascular Intervention Registry. This study utilized the National Cardiovascular Data Registry, Peripheral Vascular Intervention Registry, to investigate the relationship between hospital and operator procedural volume and in-hospital major adverse limb events and major adverse cardiovascular events following lower extremity peripheral vascular interventions. It assessed data collected from April 1, 2014 to December 31, 2019 to better understand how provider experience influences patient safety and outcomes. This research establishes a clearer understanding of volume outcome associations, which is crucial for standardizing care and potentially improving patient prognosis and peripheral artery disease management. Article number 2. Safety and feasibility of YC6 in patients with large hemispheric infarction, a randomized clinical trial. This randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled, proof-of-concept clinical trial investigated the safety and preliminary feasibility of YC6, specifically 5-alpha-androst-3-beta-56-beta trial for injection in patients experiencing large hemispheric infarction. The study enrolled individuals with middle cerebral artery infarction within 12 hours of symptom onset, addressing the urgent need for novel neuroprotective agents to combat malignant cerebral edema. By assessing these initial parameters, the research lays foundational groundwork for future therapeutic development, aiming to improve outcomes for a critical cause of poor prognosis in severe stroke. Article number 3. Association of pancreas volume with adverse clinical outcomes. This study investigated the association of pancreas volume with adverse clinical outcomes, recognizing that chronic diseases can reduce pancreas size and impact endocrine and exocrine function. Researchers estimated baseline age-adjusted predicted pancreas volume using abdominal magnetic resonance imaging data from 36,592 UK Biobank participants. The analysis establishes a critical understanding of whether reduced pancreas volume serves as an indicator for heightened risk of various adverse clinical conditions. This research contributes a significant marker for potentially identifying individuals at higher risk, enabling earlier monitoring or preventative strategies. Article number 4. Treatment response and survival in methamphetamine-associated pulmonary arterial hypertension. This study aimed to elucidate treatment response and survival in methamphetamine-associated pulmonary arterial hypertension, a growing subset of pulmonary arterial hypertension. Researchers conducted a prospective protocolized cohort analysis of 138 incident patients, comparing 64 individuals with methamphetamine-associated pulmonary arterial hypertension to 74 with idiopathic pulmonary arterial hypertension. The investigation focused on evaluating survival, response to continuous prostacyclin therapy, and right ventricle function in similarly treated cohorts. This research provides crucial data to distinguish outcomes and optimize therapeutic approaches for patients with methamphetamine-associated pulmonary arterial hypertension compared to idiopathic pulmonary arterial hypertension. Article number 5. COVID-19 vaccination and cardiovascular outcomes in older adults with coronary artery disease and heart failure, insights from a large propensity-matched cohort study. This large propensity-matched cohort study evaluated the long-term cardiovascular outcomes of coronavirus disease 2019 vaccination in older adults with pre-existing coronary artery disease or heart failure. Using the TriNetX US Collaborative Network from December 2020 to December 2022, researchers matched 74,236 vaccinated patients one-to-one with an equal number of calendar-aligned unvaccinated patients. The study meticulously assessed outcomes, including mortality, providing critical evidence on vaccine safety and efficacy in this particularly vulnerable population. This research offers definitive data to inform clinical guidance and reassure patients regarding coronavirus disease 2019 vaccination benefits for cardiovascular health. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.